As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
All right, here it comes, Romeo. Last ditch pitch to see if you can go on a date with Katie's best friend. Are you prepared, sir? You had 24 hours to get your ass together.
Yeah. out of the last 24 hours, I perhaps used the last 30 minutes to come up with my last pitch.
Why am I not surprised?
That's not a good start.
No.
Come on, Lopapusa.
You don't admit that.
I work best under pressure.
Okay. All right. So, Katie, set us up again. You're the one that brought this to the table because Romeo wants a piece of your best friend.
Hey.
Yes. Was that not the right way to put that?
I know, that's okay. Exactly what it is.
Big old piece.
Stop it. Okay. Oh, stop.
Wow. This pitch is nasty already.
You're not helping your cause.
At all. And the thing is that he's been, you know, very, very vocal for like the last couple of weeks of, hey, Katie, I really want to date your friend. Hey, Katie, I really want to date your friend. Let me date your friend. Will you tell me that I can date your friend? And so.
And I'm your friend.
And so because of this, I decided, all right, if you really want to date her, put your best foot forward and convince me as to why. Right? So we came in here. He did his first pitch and it was.
It was not. It was like.
No. It was like. Womp, 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 womp.
It was pretty bad.
It was like. Pupusa. That's what it was.
Well, it doesn't matter what we thought of it.
Yeah.
You made a pitch.
Right.
And your pitch was what you liked about her, what you found appealing about her, and a little bit why she should date you.
Yes.
And so. Katie didn't even have to play the audio for her best friend. Word already got around the block that you were trying to spit game. So they went and listened to this segment and
she heard it.
She heard it.
She did.
And then when she heard it, she basically said, oh, that was cute. But I need more adjectives, you know? Like, how do you handle conflict? How do you handle other situations? Yes, you may be funny, but what else? What other attributes do you have besides, oh, I'm a good dude,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And we put the ball in your court. I was like, all right, listen, you pitched it. She didn't receive it. Do you even want to do a second pitch? Or do you want to say, you know what? Nah, let's go ahead and squash this. But you were down to do a second, aka last ditch pitch.
Right.
So this is your last ditch pitch for Katie's best friend.
Yes.
And you have prepared for a whopping 30 minutes.
Yes. I wrote something down in the last 30 minutes or so.
So you know what procrastinators say, right? That they work best under pressure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're about to find out.
We're about to find out.
Okay. Uh-huh. So you're not, remember, you are not talking to us. You're not talking to me. You're not talking to Mo. You're not talking to Abby or Cassie. You're not even talking to Katie.
Oh, I'm not?
You are talking to her best friend. She's the one that asked for more adjectives.
Well, I got
to
rewrite.
You wrote the letter to Katie?
Well, I said, it starts off like this. It starts off with ladies and gentlemen of the dating jury, because I felt like I was in a courtroom right now, okay?
Oh.
So you guys are the jury and the honorable judge, Katie, because she has to make a decision.
I like your creativity, mm-hmm. but there is no jury. There is no judge. The only person that's going to decide is Katie's best friend.
All right.
So you got to deliver this right to her.
All right. So Katie's best friend. Last time I talked about how great you were, your warmth, and your amazing astronomical great vibes. Get it? Astronomical great.
Yes. We got the joke.
It landed.
But I'm here today.
No, it didn't.
No.
I'm here. Let me go on.
Jerry.
I'm sorry.
Jerry.
I'm sorry.
I'm here to talk about myself. Who is Romeo? That is a question that I've been asking myself for the last couple of weeks. And it's a work in progress, but aren't we all a work in progress? Recently, I feel like I have become more outgoing and more adventurous. I enjoy a social setting. I love going out, having some great drinks, great vibe, music, and maybe some hookah. But I also enjoy sitting at home and watching a movie. Speaking of movies, my friends will describe me as the Titanic. Because once it goes down, it's getting wet.
Okay.
Now,
good.
I'm a very loyal.
Oh, you should have used ChatGPT, bro.
ChatGPT got more riz than you. I can't even
look. Did the interns come up with that?
No. Oh, my God.
I'm a very loyal partner. I know the pain of being cheated, and I would never put anyone through that. I have the ability to communicate really well and compromise, which I believe is a huge key to any relationship. But chill. No one here is looking for a relationship, just a chance to get to know each other. I'm not sure if you've ever been with a Latin man, but like Shakira said, our hips don't lie. So baby, if you want this spicy jalapeno, hit up Lil Pupusa. And that's my pitch.
I feel like the end read like a restaurant menu.
Kristen can't even look at me.
I can't. I cannot physically make eye contact with him.
Okay, Romeo, there are children listening.
Okay. So, that was your pitch. Katie, you're going to take this to your friend.
Uh-huh.
And then we will find out if she is down with Little Pupusa.
We know the answer.
You guys seem shocked. What's up? You guys good?
No.
There's too much riz in this studio?
I'm choking on it.
No, Kristen, no.
No.
Bring it back.
Okay. The Burt Show.